We've got getting on for 1,400 unaccompanied asylum-seeking children within the care of Kent County Council. Some 965 today are under 18. We can't cope with those at this moment in time. We're having to place them outside of Kent's boundaries. We can't find foster homes. We can't find supported accommodation. So it would just not be feasible for Kent to try and take more unaccompanied asylum seekers, be they from Syria or any other part of the world, at this moment in time. We just haven't got anywhere to house them. They wouldn't get the support that they would require. The scheme the government put together is to support families. So if families or children are coming in with their parents, obviously there's going to be a support infrastructure with them, which we would find very difficult to provide at this time.
We gather that there may be an announcement shortly from the government regarding a dispersal scheme for unaccompanied asylum seeker children. Would it be better for that to be a compulsory one? Because all we're hearing is that it will be a voluntary one still, and you know, councils may be reluctant to opt in on a voluntary basis.
Well, until we see what the scheme is going to be and we see what the financial payments to local authorities are going to be, it's very hard to say. We've had 42 young people placed in other local authorities on the voluntary scheme today, with the huge financial differentials that there are. So one would hope that when the government bring out a full dispersal scheme across the United Kingdom, that they will also encourage local authorities to support it at that time.
So it's in your view, it's very important that the government spell out precisely what councils will get if they do participate in the scheme and are not left out of pocket in the way that you have been up until this point.
Oh, absolutely. In the conversations that we've had with other local authorities, the financial question is always one that's raised. Every local authority anywhere in the country is under huge budgetary pressures at this moment in time. So naturally they want to make sure that anything they do to help is financially neutral for them.